In Bulgaria, the authorities are saying the bombing that killed eight people and injured dozens more on a bus full of Israeli tourists likely was carried out by a suicide attacker. And we are learning more this morning. Joining us, our WTOP national security correspondent, J.J. Green. You've been digging into this. What are we finding out?
Well, what we're hearing this morning from Israeli and Bulgarian sources is that, as you said, they believe it was a suicide bomber. They believe this person had a fake American passport. That they believe this person had been in Sofia for 4 to 6 days, acting like a tourist, had been filmed walking around the airport for about an hour before the blast. Investigators, and I'm being told that the Bulgarian authorities are being assisted by the FBI, CIA, not certain about that, but a check of the man's body found a passport identifying him as a Michigan resident. And this still, however, according to Israeli authorities, is being blamed on Iran or Hezbollah, because yesterday was the 18th anniversary of the Buenos Aires attack. And also, maybe it's Hezbollah getting revenge for the killing of Imad Mughniyeh.
But is there any evidence that points to Iran or Hezbollah?
Well, this is a normal modus operandus for them. Hiring or trying to find someone to carry out these kinds of attacks that don't necessarily have any direct connection to Iran. As you may remember, there was a used car salesman in Texas that supposedly was hired through Mexico to try to kill the Saudi ambassador. So this is, as I understand it from talking to my sources, this is a standard operating procedure for Iran or Hezbollah.
Given the concerns and the amount of tension between Israel and Iran, particularly over Iran's nuclear program, something like this at this time just takes that and creates a volatile situation that now has someone pouring gasoline on it, in a way. How concerned are American authorities that this could escalate?
Extremely. The Olympics are coming up. And one of the things that most likely will happen, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday, they're going to respond swiftly and strongly. This is a tit-for-tat situation that's been going on for decades. And so what will Iran do next? Does Iran have anything in place or any opportunities in London? And specifically considering the fact that there's been so much dysfunction and so many problems with the security situation in London, it's a huge concern for the U.S.
Do we know yet how Israel plans to respond?
No, that's a $64,000 question, but one thing is for sure. I was told yesterday that if we see any kind of IDF or Defense Forces alert status changes, that would suggest they may be doing something, but if we don't, expect Mossad to take the lead on it.
Now, is there any physical evidence yet that they have found that does provide linkage to Iran, or is it just at this point still a suspicion that Iran is behind it?
As far as I know, there is no, at least information that I know of, that provides a direct link to Iran, but there rarely is, except in a couple of cases in Cyprus, in Georgia, in India, in Kenya, and in Thailand earlier this year and late last year. Several people went there and tried to attack Israeli targets there. A couple of those people, instead of being locals or others imported, were actually Iranians. So in this case, if that is the case in this situation, there is some connection to Iran through this person, then that may be the link we're looking for.
Well, this story is far from over. We'll be on it. Thank you, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.